You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
He's here every morning.
I'd like to ask him.
He gets here real early.
You know, but he just scurries on.
What?
Kind of scurries out of the studio.
Yeah.
Well, let me talk to him.
No, he won't talk to anybody.
Oh, our mics are on.
Oh, we're
on WMDX 92.7.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love being in an air-conditioned studio.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Feels pretty good
today.
Yeah.
It was a miserable weekend.
Yeah, the heat. And it's going to be another hot one today, too.
Really? What does the National Day calendar say?
See, now why do you go right there? Not doing the National Day calendar
anymore.
Oh, yeah,
anymore. That's right.
It's off the boards.
That's right. We're not even going to take a peek and see what...
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Well, looks like we have a family disagreement here.
Good morning, Dom. How are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you feeling good?
You're right. It was very hot this weekend. I mean, even right now, my hands are just so sticky. It's just like my body is just filled with just stickiness. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, I suppose you did a lot of yard work around the apartment.
I did, actually. Speaking of that, I did get two nice plants.
Yeah. Really?
To decorate my apartment.
What kind of plants?
I have no idea. They're fake. So it's just two small plants.
Okay, good.
Good for you. I was going to say, you know, that's a death sentence. You know, a guy buying plants for his apartment.
Usually, I've done that one time, and they've died within like a couple of days. So
it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look at the sunshine out over State Street this morning.
Well, I had a hard time driving into work. The sun blinding over the horizon, I know.
Right. Yeah, looks like skies are fairly clear. It's going to be a bright, sunny day until late in the day. We're going to maybe expect some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. That'll help to get rid of some of the humidity that we're going to experience again today.
I thought we were going to have rain all week long.
Well, yes.
Then the humidity goes up again to 100%. Right.
Yeah, we are going to have rain off and on pretty much all week. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this first blast will help usher in a cold front. It'll kind of be a stationary front through much of the week.
You were the smart guy in all of this. You know, you did your lawn prior to the massive heat wave we have here.
I heard the heat wave was coming. I thought, well, I better mow my lawn first because it needs it.
And you hung out in the gazebo.
I did.
Taking in the wind?
I have.
At least it was a little windy.
It was really windy day before yesterday. Yeah.
Gordy, how do you cut your lawn, by the way? Is it diagonal? Do you do just straight forward? How do you do it?
Like, you haven't been to my house yet, have you?
I haven't.
Well, I'll have to have you over. It's not much of a lawn. It's very tiny.
Okay.
So it doesn't really take very long. There's one long strip by the sidewalk, and then a couple of little smaller strips by the other sidewalk. I live on a corner. So there's two like corner strips.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
And then a little patch in the backyard, which is about 4 feet by 4 feet. It's nothing.
He's not telling you about the alien plant that is at the corner of his lot near his garage. We couldn't identify it. with my leaf identification app, we didn't know what the hell plant that was, and we still don't know to this day.
You know, it's funny you mention that because after you left, that was a couple of months ago, right? It blossomed into, it's a lilac bush. We just didn't recognize it as a lilac bush, but it was, it was, and it bloomed, and you know, lilacs only last a couple of weeks, three weeks, then they're done. So yeah, that's the, so I identified it. Yeah.
Jeez,
I did
fantastic.
Identify it.
Don't know why my app did not identify that.
Yeah.
You know, I keep thinking of the, The Day of the Triffids. I don't know if you ever watched that movie. It's from the 60s. It's an English film, and these plants from outer space invade the Earth and take it over.
The Day of the Triffids.
The Day of the Triffids.
No, yeah. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. It was kind of boring, you know, watching a science fiction movie about immobile plants.
Not exactly. Not a lot of action, huh?
There wasn't a lot of action.
Doesn't have the best reviews on Rotten Tomatoes either.
Really? Oh, really?
4.5 out of 10. That's okay, though.
For a 60s horror movie, that's not too bad because you always waited until the end of the movie to show you the monster or the plants in this case.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Let's check the current temperature. Do you have your WMDX watch ready to go,
or did you forget it today?
No, I have it.
I have it here. But
the current temperature appears to be on the WMDX thermometer outside. Yeah. It's 76 degrees.
That's what I have here.
Okay.
Okay, high of 92.7.
Really? Boy, how ironic is that?
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a great temperature to have, I guess, for this time of year.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You know, I should probably fill everybody in as far as what the low temperature tonight is going to be.
Okay.
As we plan ahead,
71
degrees. That's even better than it was.
What about sunset? What time is sunset?
Oh, sunset.
Yeah, today. You know, it's
confused and dazed and confused. Yeah. Sunset is at 8:41. 8:41.
Okay. And there is a heat advisory today.
Yeah.
Should we roll the weather roulette wheel and see what, or not? Are we going to skip that today? What do you feel like?
That's not banned.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not banned.
Yeah, we can keep that.
Okay. Not yet. Okay. And around it goes. Counterclockwise motion. Let's see. Oh, this says only 88. Red 88.
I think it took an extra hop there.
It was
really quiet. It was really nice.
Okay. A little bit later on, in fact, in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes from now, we'll talk to Pam Yockey. She's got some things to say.
Boy, she does.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on in ag.
Well, especially with farm animals dealing with this kind of heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to tell us about that. And Abby Abramovich from Dundrin's Distilling. She'll be joining us in our 7 o'clock hour, as well as former Madison Mayor Paul Sockland. So we got a jam-packed show.
Well, you know, we had a question, remember?
What?
At the end of the program last time we talked to Paul.
Oh, I don't remember the question.
Really? I asked him.
What? What did you ask?
I said, Paul, what do you remember from way back in the 60s? What was hot then? Was it music? Was it politics for you? Was it the protests? I want to find out what, for him, was the important part of the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And see where he goes with it.
All right.
I think he's going to appreciate that question.
But, you know, maybe by then we'll have another topic and we could ask him about that, too.
Okay.
Like this ridiculous, what are we calling this?
It's not a war.
You know what it is?
Military action?
I heard this on public radio, and I thought, whoa, what? Yes, takes you back.
What?
This is a preemptive war.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Again, we have another preemptive war. The last two, and that is the Iraq War, was a preemptive war. And now we have the Iran War, which is another preemptive war. And they're the ones saying that they know for sure that there were bunkers or bombs. And all. You know, I'm having a hard time watching any of this. Because this is deja vu. I don't want to see this again.
Yeah,
this is the same BS. Yeah. These are the same lies. They're so sure of themselves. Yeah. I don't believe anything I'm hearing from them, and I don't care about their damn maps showing where the bombs are. Mm-hmm. This is all BS. This is all just orchestrated. It's theater, and I'm really angry about it because I don't want to go through this again.
Mm. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it's a... Whenever they talk about, well, it's a focused military action, you know, it's a very limited, like you say, very limited action. Mm-hmm. We're done. We're out of here. Yeah, it's really just the beginning.
We've got, I think Matt is on the line. Is he on the line?
Is Matt on the line already?
Yeah, why don't we take this call?
All right.
What do you got for us?
608-879-8255.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I wanted to chime in quick because I heard heard you guys talk about Iran. It is exactly like Iraq. It's all lies. Israel owns our government, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to bring something to focus here that's not talked about at all, especially in our media, is that America is no longer as strong or influential as it used to be. America is 4% of the world's population. India and China are 40% of the world's population and growing. The rest of the world, this is good news, actually. The rest of the world is actually taking climate change real. They're moving beyond America. They're done with us. Trump has buried our relations with our allies. So why would you go to war when you're basically alone because everybody hates us thanks to Trump and MAGA?
Exactly.
And this is a disaster, and we need to impeach and remove from office immediately. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate your 2 cents. You know, maybe I could add my 2 cents, and then we've got 4 cents.
Doesn't make any sense to me, but go ahead.
But, you know, Matt, what I'm looking at here is that we are definitely alone in this world, and at this point, I don't see a lot of people joining hands with us on this. And again, it is a repeat of the Iraq war, the run-up to it, the reason why we've got to go in, and again, if no one's repeating it enough, this is a preemptive war, and they're just making this stuff up. And, you know, the Daily Show had a whole bunch of clips together, and then a few other MSNBC shows had a few clips together of Netanyahu talking about they have a bomb and they're going to help. They've got it in a couple of weeks, and that was like, you know, 15 years ago, 7 years ago, 2 years ago. He just keeps making this stuff up. And now...
And can I say one last thing?
Sure,
please do. Go ahead.
The Iraq war was also the beginning of the end of America's credibility in the world, and in some ways led to Putin invading Ukraine because Russia was very angry about that war. We had no right to do it. It was illegal. And here we are doing an internationally illegal war, a strike on Iran. So we're done. We're done. Our credibility is gone. Remove him from office if you care about a future for America.
Well,
all right, Matt.
I'm with you on that, Matt.
Thank you for that call.
Yep.
608-879-8255.
So yeah, go ahead. That's the word.
Yeah, well,
that's the word. He's out.
Drop the mic. Okay.
He's out. Could we do that?
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their website. You can get a free hearing test right there, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They are family-owned and community-focused, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Coming up, we're going to talk with Pam Yonke. She's up next and talking about farm animals, dealing with the heat, and also a little bit about what U.S. agriculture ships to Iran. And we'll talk about that and how that's going to be affected by the military action, whatever you want to call it, over
preemptive
the weekend.
Action.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just getting started on this Monday. Stay with us.
John, y'all. What is it good for?
You tell us.
Sense,
sense, sense. Good God, now.
What is it good for?
Stand up and shout it.
Nothing.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yankee, the fabulous farm babe. Listen, when you vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison, it's like voting for brats, the Packers, the Badgers, or cheese. Yeah, that's John and Gordy. Cheesy.
cheesy. She said it with a smile.
I know. I know. That like makes that. You smile.
Yeah.
You know, say cheese, smile. Right? Yeah.
It is 6:23, and it's warm already, 76 degrees, sunshine today. It's going to heat up into the upper 80s or low 90s once again, and maybe some rain and thunderstorms late in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for us to welcome Pam Yonke into our show.
What a coincidence. Yeah.
Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Thanks for that endorsement, by the way. We really appreciate it, being up for Best of Madison.
Of course. Yeah. All kinds of enthusiasm there. Yes.
You know, yeah, you mentioned one of the topics that you'd like to cover today is something I had to live through this weekend with my border collie. She wants to go out there and play all the time and hustle me out in the yard. But boy, oh boy, that heat is not something she is used to at all. She didn't have to do much out in the yard to become exhausted. And I think, you know, farm animals have to go through all of this, don't they?
Yeah, I'll touch on a couple of things that people may or may not know. Obviously, your canines and kitty cats were pretty accustomed to this kind of weather and you know, changing up our routine. I was thinking about it when I was driving this morning that people, you know, natural thing is you want to get your, if you're going to do a little exercise with your pet, you probably are going to do it either in the morning or at night when you think that the temperature is down. Just remember, it's not so much today when we've got overcast skies, but it will be, I'm sure, in the next few weeks.
Mm.
When that sun is out, that pavement is blistering hot on their paws. So kind of maybe think about that, get them on the grass or get them off pavement. If you're going to go for a jog, that can really wear on the pads of their feet pretty quickly. The other thing that people just don't realize is how much water an animal actually will take in. I saw this is, what, National Water Day or National Hydrate Day.
See, Hydration people. Day, yeah.
See, if we had taken a look at the National Day calendar, we would know that.
I know. It is National Hydration Day, yes.
All right.
Yeah, and I thought it was appropriate enough, not for just people, but for animals, too. And it's little simple things that we might forget. Probably just like us, animals do not like exceptionally hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get a little shade over that tank. The other thing, just like us, animals do not like dirty water. It can really, really limit their consumption.
Hmm.
So out on the farm, for example, it's pretty easy for twigs or feed or something to fall in. The drinking cups, the waterers, even out the tanks out in the field. So routinely double-checking that and making sure that it's pretty clean and that there's not going to be a problem there. Because when temperatures get to 90 degrees, the water consumption, for example, on our cows, will just about double.
Wow. They'll
drink almost double the amount of water at 90 versus 70 degrees.
Wow.
And now you got to think, that's more than 2 gallons of water for every 100 pounds of body weight. Most of our cows are weighing north of 1,000 pounds.
Mm.
So, you know, take that. So you're looking at 20 gallons of water that one cow, will want to try to consume in a day.
Wow.
Multiply that by a herd of 100, et cetera,
oof,
and you see why double-checking that water supply and making sure everything's going good. Cows do not like, well, any animals are not necessarily real excited about eating in the heat either. That's a real struggle. We need them to eat so they produce milk. We need them to eat so they take care of their babies. And farmers do it a lot of different ways. I know that many farms will feed multiple times in a day so that the feed doesn't heat up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they don't like that. Farmers will also water it down a little bit so that it kind of stays more attractive to them. And then the other stuff that I just wanted to remind people, I know a lot of people are into chickens or backyard birds and stuff like that. Really pay attention to your birds. I remember as a kid on the farm, hot days like this, I mean, they've got their chicken coop, but most of our chicken coops don't have the best of air movement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's designed to protect them, right? So it's not necessarily real, real well ventilated. Chickens, if you see when they start kind of fluffing their wings out, if you see a hen kind of over in the corner and she fluffs her wings out and she's open mouth breathing, that animal's under stress. Chickens basically can only sweat by panting. Kind of the same way, if you see a cow panting or a horse panting, watch out that something is wrong. They're overheated. Could be to the point of exhaustion. So you really got to watch that. And I mentioned it before, pigs do not sweat. Pigs do not have sweat glands. So a hog, like I think about county fairs and stuff like that, a hog has to be really, really taken care of. a lot of shade. That's why hogs like to be in mud or in wallows, because they cannot sweat.
Wow.
So they will open mouth breathe, but you really have to do it for them if those hogs are going to be outside. Same thing like bunny rabbits. If you've got pet bunnies that are outside, you really have to be paying attention to them. One of my professional rabbit people said, if they get too hot, they'll what they call blow their coat. They want to get rid of their hair. You may want them to look beautiful for the fair. If you don't give them some relief, they blow their coat to try to cool themselves. Hmm. A lot of kids at the county fair will take old milk bottles and freeze them with water in them, and then put that essentially body-long ice cube in the cage with the bunny. And I've seen bunnies on hot days, they're laying right next to that frozen ice water bottle and cooling down that
way. That's a great idea.
Ants.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just that kind of stuff. Like I said, people with chickens, keep an eye out. You think they're going to be fine outside, but if you see them open mouth breathing or fluffing their feathers a lot, they need some support.
Yeah, my dog, breathes very heavily, and they cool off by breathing as well.
Panting.
Right. And then you see all these birds with their wings spread out, and they're on the ground real flat trying to cool down.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. Yep. Like I said, it's just, I just thought it was important to be kind of mindful of that, because we got another nasty, beastly hot day today. And of course, take care of yourself. I hope that goes without saying, but we think so much about our animals, but if you're out there trying to take care of them, you better also take care of yourself.
Very good, Pam.
All right, Pam.
Thank you. We are out of time for this time around. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep.
Thank you, Pam Yockey.
Okay, you too.
Have a great day. All right, Idiocracy is right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
If dogs run free.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
Sorry.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, idiot!
No. Idiocracy. No.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
That's the high mark. Pretty dumb.
92.7 WMDX. It's 6:35. Bright and sunny this morning, but expect some clouds moving in and rain and thunderstorms later today. Another hot one. We have a heat advisory all day. And could get some showers and storms again late in the day. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout their history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress has two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Okay.
Oh, yes. You're going to bring it up, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, something weird happened over the weekend to us.
Kind of strange.
You know, it was a Saturday. It was Saturday, right?
Yeah, I think it was Saturday.
And, of course, John and I don't talk to each other over the weekend because, we talk to each other every day for a couple hours. And then we avoid each other for the rest of the time.
Well, we've always said, let's go out for a beer. We never do it.
We never do it.
Yeah.
But, I went to Walmart and to get some work done on my glasses, and and then as I'm walking out, I across the way in the parking lot, I see you.
I'm getting out of my car, and
you're getting out of your car, and I say, I yell from afar, John Peterson. Like that. So he's startled.
I was ready to run the other way.
Yeah, you were. Started darting behind the car. And I said, oh, John, it's me. It's me. And
that's right.
I said, I walked over and I said, what are you doing here? And you said, I'm going to the optical department where I just was.
That's right. I mean, so isn't that crazy?
How ironic is that?
I know. First all of I all. Did was go, I was getting the Zeiss wipes for my glasses, you know, a couple boxes of it, and then we ran out. And that's the only reason I left the house, just to get wipes for my glasses. But then it's a pretty lonely life.
And then I said, well, why don't we, do your thing, and then let's meet at El Tigre, because we were talking about
Le Tigre.
Or Le Tigre.
Le Tigre, we went there, and, you know, they
aren't
open at 2:30 in the afternoon, so they're open at 4 on the weekend.
So then I came up with the idea, well, let's go to Babe's, over by Vitense, over there by...
Now everybody remembers that Babe's,
They were a couple blocks away from there.
Leveled, and an apartment building is put in their place.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
So we went there, and it was great. We ran into
But now they're in Vitense. They have their own section there for Babe's.
Yeah. And a beautiful bar and restaurant area, and then a patio area they just finished up.
It's gorgeous in there.
It's really amazing. Yeah. But it was great to see Lynn. We hadn't seen him in a long time. Well, I saw him when he first reopened, but for a few minutes. But it was good to see him again. We hung out and
really
had
was.
A beer, and it was a good time.
And we booked we booked an act.
Right, we're going to be appearing there.
You know, one beer, and this guy is saying, John and Gordy, we sing, we play guitar, banjo.
We put an act together appear at the patio. Yeah.
What the hell? you got all revved up because he had a big wheel in there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had a spinning wheel.
Like we bring. Yeah.
At the night market.
So, you know, they got this big wheel in there. And I'll tell you, once you spin that baby, that goes on for a long time.
It's a big professional wheel.
It does not stop.
Went on and on.
Yeah.
I got to ask, what's on the wheel, though?
Can win, like, a free beer, or you can win, I don't know, what else do they have? They had a few prizes on the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just pick a number, and if it lands on that number, you get something.
You get all the money out of their...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they had some money.
They have a pouch there.
Yeah. Right? It's a dollar a spin or something like that. So then, you get half of the money, and then I think they donate the other half to charity. I don't know what they do.
I'm glad you figured out. You might want to call Lynn up and say that you come up with some new rules. Wow.
That was good.
Dream on, man. Anyway, you did win a beer.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. So anyway, that was our weekend. It was good to run into you. You know, we haven't run into each other in a long time.
We really haven't. That was kind of fun.
It was serendipitous.
Right? It was serendipitous.
So
anyway.
That was our weekend. Dom, did you have a good weekend, by the way?
I had a pretty good weekend.
Did you do anything fun or
absolutely
exciting?
Nothing, really? But that's why it was such a good weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I just sat on my butt and just watched TV.
Hung out?
2 days straight. Yep.
Are you in a second floor or first floor?
Fourth floor.
Fourth floor. Wow.
Fourth row. Yep.
Is it a tall building?
It's a tall building. It has a pool. Comes with a pool.
Oh.
Comes with a workout station.
I'd be at the pool. Why aren't you at the pool?
Because it was so hot. I would have burned all over. I don't think it would have been worth it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Well, go into the pool.
I have to start now.
Yeah. It's like a magnifying glass. Enter into that. You're burned solid.
By the way, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can also text us or email or, you know, get a hold of us on the Civic Media app. We got a text from Doug here. We got a message here.
Out in St. Francis, a little suburb of Milwaukee on the lakefront.
Yeah.
And he writes, let's face it, dairy cows are taken care of much better than radio personalities. Where is your frozen water bottle? Where is your extra 2 gallons of water? I rest my case.
Thank you, Doug, for thinking of us in this heat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking with Pam Yockey about making
farm animals, making sure they're cool.
Unbelievable how much cows drink water to survive.
You think it'd almost be cheaper to air condition a barn or facility. I'm sure that the modern ones probably have something like that.
Well, yes. I would imagine so.
I may be speaking out of turn. I don't know. Another great idea from John and Gordy.
Well, I know they have fans, right?
Air condition the barn, folks.
Yeah.
Well, they air condition tobacco barns, but that's for a different reason.
Hmm. How do you know about tobacco barns?
Well, they have to dry the leaves out, so they circulate air from one side of the barn to the other end.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a tobacco barn expert.
I'm not. But I was curious about the giant fans that they have on each end of these long barns.
They grow tobacco around here?
Yeah, sure.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a southern thing.
Like, oh, no. It's some kind of funny-looking leaf, marijuana or something. I can't remember what they were talking about. I'm just kidding. No, but they do have tobacco fields around here.
Okay.
Or you used,
say so.
Or used to.
Okay.
I'm going way back. No one smokes anymore, so I doubt they got the tobacco fields.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some more research on that.
Okay. You do that, Tom.
All right.
Take care of that. Well, let's get to Idiocracy because it's not stupid enough yet. So we need more stupidity.
We need more stupidity besides meeting people in parking lots.
It's our parking lot tour for the summer. Okay. All right.
It's so weird, too. Isn't it?
I know.
I mean, Walmart. Who goes to Walmart?
I know. I rarely go there. Yeah. But, yeah, and to see you there, I was like, oh, my God, I thought he was a Costco guy. I was in shock.
I do live in Costco.
I know you do.
I have a little room in the back.
They all know you there.
They do.
Especially your friend
it's
there.
It's really starting to get sad.
Have you run into her lately?
No, I haven't. You know, she's no longer
a greeter?
Or an exiter.
they
greet
people.
You exiting the store.
Right.
And she used to be there, but she moved to a different department now. So I haven't seen her in a long time. Mm. But you do get free samples here and there. So
that's
it's kind of nice that way. Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get to something kind of crazy and nuts. You remember Sam Cedar at all?
Sam Cedar? Yeah.
He used to be an Air America radio announcer. Yeah. He's got podcasts. He's been on for a long time.
He was with Mark Maron for a while on Air America.
Yep. Yeah. So he appeared on Jubilee, I believe.
Okay.
And Jubilee is the YouTube channel where people get to debate their politics. And it's other things, too, that they get to talk about. But I look at the debates that they have. And this is an interesting one with Sam Cedar. And a very xenophobic nationalist. This is the woman who really put him on the spot, but Sam Cedar would not have any of it. So let's listen to this.
Okay.
What's the problem with xenophobic nationalism? Don't you think that's better for Americans in general?
Xenophobic nationalism is better.
We should have a coherent culture. Everyone should be a part of the same culture. We should have assimilation.
Which, do you get to choose what the culture is?
We already have a dominant culture.
What is
based
the dominant
on European
culture?
And Christian values and identity. That is the dominant culture.
White Christian.
It's rooted in European identity.
White, so your argument is that.
That has been the dominant culture.
Just to be
and
clear.
And we're not letting people assimilate to that. We're saying you should keep your culture, and this is why our culture is so divided.
Your argument is that Trump is good for those who want a dominant white European culture.
I mean, that is what America is. It's rooted in European identity and Christian values. That's what it has been. Would you really disagree with that? What is it then if that's not the identity of America?
I think the identity
of
America.
For the majority of time, America's been a country. You don't think that's been the identity?
Well, actually, no. I think actually the identity of America has been, for better or for worse, a melting pot in that regard.
Yeah. Maybe since the 1960s. Even then, even we had this idea of a melting pot literally means assimilation, too. It means melting. It means you're assimilating to the dominant culture. Is that not what melting means?
No, it doesn't
and
mean
now
that
instead we're saying there's something wrong with xenophobia.
To the dominant culture. No. I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. You and I have a fundamental disagreement. We will never see eye to eye on this. It's a choice. And people, I think what you're expressing, though, is really what the Trump movement at its heart is about. And I think that's problematic.
I disagree. I don't think Trump's anywhere close to being a Christian nationalist. That's ridiculous. Trump's basically a Democrat from 15 years ago when it comes to social issues.
So you don't think that he's conservative enough for you?
Oh, definitely. Nowhere close. No.
He's not xenophobic enough for you?
No, he's trying to pour a bunch of H-1Bs. Are you kidding?
Right. Oh, so you want to get them out too. Yeah. No, I mean, I think you're making my argument for me.
Yes, just a little.
Wow. That's amazing.
Xenophobia. Fear of other people, I think it's a perfect example of what is the feeling of the right at this point. This is what they really want. They don't want any foreigners in this country at all. They're going after legal immigrants in this country. Obviously, they've been doing that for quite a while now, at least the last 3 or 4 months. So, It's very xenophobic.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. Wow. And Sam Cedar at on Jubilee.
Holding his own.
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now.
Got a couple of minutes here.
All right. Yeah, we do. Let's get to this. This is Wisconsin mega. Full bore. The Wisconsin Senate approved legislation to create new felony charges for people who organize or cause injuries during a riot, while also making it easier to sue those who cause property damage during those events. It's already a law. They can get sued. They can be charged for causing damage, property damage. By the way, this is something that Scott Walker attempted way, way back when. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're out to get, again, they're trying to get rid of protesting in this country.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing nationwide.
Yeah. That's the feel you get. Absolutely. It is 6:48. We'll come back with more of Idiocracy in just a moment. John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
All right, man. WMDX, I love Madison. I love that song. And this is 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well. You can text us there or give us a voice note.
Yeah.
Something new, and we've had a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Thank God we have a second one.
Did we get a second
I got tired of the first one that we had.
Have that second one. I know we have one of yours and one of John's, or John's and Gordy's, both
Matt,
of them.
Matt was up there.
Yeah, really?
I think Matt was up there.
Matt gave us
a voice
right
now. The voice
don't need to hear it. We don't need to hear the first one because
we have one of them. I would say
experimental.
Let's see. Is this one it? Maybe this.
Tell that John Peterson fella he ought to mind his own damn business and shut his pie hole once and for all.
You know, we got a Southern contingency listening to us now.
The Confederate States are joining.
It's 6:53. Warm today. Highs in the upper 80s or low 90s. Maybe some rain and thunderstorms later. Should we go to the phones
here? Sure. Let's go into Joe.
Joe, good morning. What do you got for us today?
Well, there are many topics. Obviously, the impending quagmire that we have in Iran. But I wanted the woman that you highlighted who was going on and on about how we are a Christian nation, and that's what we should go for.
Hang on a second, Joe.
I think we've got...
Joe, could you...
We've got some connections. You might have to call back.
Can you call us right back?
Call us
I think we had a little
back.
Bit of a burbly problem there.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking in and...
Yeah.
See if she can call us right back.
You know, we complained early on.
Yeah.
By the way, we complained about this is just a repeat deja vu again, all over again. And and that is the war in Iran is now just like the war in Iraq. That they're convinced that there were bombs and that they're putting all this stuff together, but it really didn't happen in Iraq and it ain't happening in Iran. No proof of it. It's just a rerun.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to Joe again.
I think we got Joe, hopefully on a better connection. Joe, you with us?
Hey, those
there
aliens
we go.
Were chewing the wires. I hate that when that happens.
Right.
Yeah. Evil, evil aliens. Mm. I wanted to respond to the woman who was that you spoke of, that you highlighted in the previous segment, which was, we are a Christian nation, period. We are a Christian nation. Mm. To which I would say, which Christians? I mean, start to look at that.
Yeah.
Coptic Christians, Greek Orthodox Christians. And I would point out that the whole reason this country started was those people like Quakers who said, I don't want to belong to the Church of England,
right.
A perfectly good Christian organization, but they didn't like it. So they faced incredible harassment. People were died in custody in jail because of their refusal to back off from their Christian beliefs.
Right.
So they come here and they face a persecution here. But and so that's why we started out, was that you could choose the religion you wanted, whether you were Quaker, Coptic, Evangelical, Catholic. God almighty, was that woman asleep in class? You know, the very first part of the First Amendment is freedom of religion, period. It just astonishes me that apparently history class doesn't cover this stuff anymore. And speaking of Christian, which Christian? Heaven knows Catholics were excluded from society for a long, long time. Wake up, people. Let's start with the very First Amendment, freedom of religion. Yeah. And I won't even get into Iran.
Or you know that Sam Cedar, of course, is Jewish, and he never brought it up.
Yeah, there you go.
So
freedom
you know,
of religion.
Yeah,
freedom
it's
of
freedom
religion.
Of religion. Yeah. It's just ridiculous,
period.
And it does show exactly what's going on the right in the MAGA side of the aisle.
My religion.
All right,
thanks,
Joe.
Guys.
Yep,
right.
Thanks,
Joe.
A lot.
Thank you for that call. 608-879-8255. Call us or text us.
But again, it's a rerun of what we had gone through with Iraq.
Right.
And I'm just so tired of this. I don't want to watch any of it. I don't want to see their maps showing the location of the bombs or the shelters. All of this is just made up nonsense. No proof, none whatsoever. Netanyahu's word. That's what all we're going by at this point. This is driving me crazy. You know, this is what we've been doing here on the show. We've been reliving our past, Gordon.
Well, yes, I know. It's 60s, flashback time all the time.
The 60s protests, you know, to bring in and ring in all of these different changes, you know, the resistance to war, the women's movement, the sexual revolution.
All of this,
we were there at the forefront. Now we're going through all of this again, but it's all being repealed. So,
we're
watching it being repealed.
And this is something we'll talk about with the former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin in our next hour. He's going to join us at 7:35. So we can revisit some of this with Paul again, get his take on
it. It's so frustrating
to go through
this. My God, please help us.
Mm. Okay.
All right, I want to get to the protests again. I only got through half of the story. You know, Wisconsin is going to start penalizing people for protesting, and Scott Walker tried to do this during Act 10. It failed miserably. This is a bill coming out of the Wisconsin legislature. The bill has gone even further. Neither lawmaker nor the governor would have the power to stop the police from making arrests during activities that law enforcement deems a riot. So law enforcement can do just about anything they want. Now, more than ever, when law enforcement gets involved, the National Guard gets involved, and they have the bang bombs or whatever they are.
Flash.
You know, what happens is people get riled up. They start running. It looks like a riot, but it isn't. People are running away from these people.
They're running the other direction.
So when they cause this riot, when the military or the police come in and sometimes cause these riots to happen, all of a sudden, now we can just give them carte blanche. Go ahead. The governor can't step in. The legislature can't step in. Just let the police do whatever they want. That's what our Republicans in the legislature are proposing.
Yeah.
Bad news.
It is bad news. 6:59, coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Also, Abby Abramovich from Dundrin's Distilling will join us. It's all coming up on John and Gordy for a Monday morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.